Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna, grace to you, Jesus is Lord.
We are going to be looking at the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. It's also called the attitude to be. The attitude to be. Be attitude. So the attitude to be, that's the right attitude to be. You not just only have the attitude, you become the attitude. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah, you become the attitude. You are the attitude. When people see you, they see this attitude. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. It says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Verse 12 now concludes verse 11. It says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now this beatitude happens to be the second words that Jesus spoke as rendered by Matthew. Remember the first word we have been looking at, amen to Jesus, and it starts off with blessed are the poor in spirit. Who are the poor in spirit? Who are the poor in spirit? The poor in spirit are people, are not people that don't have money, they don't have cars, they don't have houses. Are we together? Now when we look at the word poor, the word poor, it speaks of from the everyday English language, it speaks of to be deprived of, the basic necessities. Are we together? Food, clothes, shelter. That's what it means. When you don't have these things, you are said to be poor. Is that not so? Okay. But Jesus talked about the poor in spirit. The poor in spirit. The Bible in basic English says, happy are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Isn't he saying some people, he said, know they need God very much. Now, so this is English makes us understand who the poor in spirit is. The poor, there's been between the poor in mind, are you get what I'm saying? And the poor in body, are you get what I'm saying, physically? And the poor in spirit, as Jesus speaks. The poor in spirit are those who know that they need God very much. They know that they need God very much. Now you see, we are born again children of God. Are we together? And we became born again because we knew we needed God. Are we together? We needed God to be saved from sin and its consequences, which is what? Hellfire. Is that not so? Which is death and hellfire, eternal death. That we say the wages of sin is death. So when we got born again, we got born again because we needed God. We can't save ourselves. Are we together? No matter how it is, we would always need God. We cannot save ourselves. Amen to Jesus. We cannot save ourselves. That's why we got born again. Amen. All right. Now, we needed God for salvation. We will continuously need God to what? To stay in salvation. Why? Because salvation is a work that God has done. It is a finished work. It is a perfect work. It's an eternal work. Are you get what I'm saying? The salvation that God gave to us is great, is eternal. Are we together? Do you understand? Eternal means that it's what? Forever and ever. So the salvation that God gave to us is forever and ever. And it also called great salvation. Why? Because this salvation cannot be explained. It is too big for our minds to what? To understand. Are we together? And so we got born again because we know that we need God. We need God very much. You know, because of sin in Genesis chapter 3, man cannot help himself. Man cannot save himself. Man cannot prevent himself from going to hell. Man needs God to be able to what? Go to heaven. Amen to Jesus. To be saved. All right. Because we need God to be saved, we got born again. But it doesn't stop there. We need God to remain saved. Why? Because the salvation is for God. Are we together?
Yes.
And we need, if you say you got born again and you are not born again, so you don't need God again. So basically you are saying you don't need it. What? Salvation. Are we together? Never will we come to a point where we will not need God very much. So to be poor in spirit is not a state for those who are not born again. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's actually for those who are born again. Are we together? Before we get born again, we are poor in spirit. When we get born again, we still what? Grow in levels of poor in spirit. Why? Because we keep growing in our levels of needing God very much. Are we together? Now, the salvation is eternal, is forever, it is done for us, but we have to appropriate this salvation in every area of our life. Are we together? In our health, we have to appropriate salvation. Are we together? In our relationship with others, we have to, people that believe that Jesus just saved us so that we have eternal life, which is we are just saved so that we escape hell. It's an escapist mentality, and that is not what salvation is all about. Are you get what I'm saying? That means, in other words, salvation is not useful to us on earth. It's just only for us to be saved from sin. And if that's the case, God should have just saved us and sent us straight to heaven. There's no need for us to remain here on earth. Mm-hmm. Are we together?
Yeah.
But salvation, the word salvation means soteria, so it means deliverance, it means prosperity, it means health. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at prosperity, prosperity from the Old Testament has to do with what? Godly virtues. Godly virtues. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why it entails the beatitude, the attitude to be godly virtues. And godly virtues are very important for us to live a successful Christian life here on earth. They are very important for us to reveal God here on earth. We need godly virtues in our business, we need godly virtues in our marriage, we need godly virtues in our relationship, we need godly virtues in our place of work. Are we together? We need godly virtues everywhere we are. Are we together? What differentiates us from the world, what differentiates us from unbelievers, is our virtues that we have received from God, which comes in by salvation. Are we together? And then the word prosper in 3 John verse 2 means to succeed in a journey. Are we together? And as Christians, we are pilgrims on this earth. We are on a journey here. Amen. And this journey, we are to succeed in it. And what is the success in our journey? The success in our journey is revealing Jesus on a daily basis, wherever we go. It's not coincidence that the next thing Jesus spoke here, after verse 12, the next thing he spoke was what? Ye are the salt of the earth. Are we together? Then verse 14, he says, ye are the light of the world. And he began with what? Pour in what? Spirit. Why? Because our journey as Christians is to what? Is to keep being the salt of this earth. You know what salt does? Salt preserves. You know, they use salt to preserve fish so that it won't get spoiled. Are we together? Number two, salt also gives taste. It gives taste. Without salt, you cannot eat your food. Are we together? Amen. Salt gives taste. Are we together? And salt also purifies. It's a purifying agent. Are we together? All right. That's when Jesus said we are the salt of the earth. He said we are the preservation of this earth. Number one. Number two, we are to give taste, the taste of God to this earth. And we are to purify this earth. Now, in those days, salt was very difficult to get. Yeah. That's how Jesus used salt here. very difficult with an economic commodity. Like, for example, what's difficult to get now? Gold, diamond, are you getting it? That's the same way salt was then. It's not like now you see salt everywhere. In fact, in this place where we are now, they harvest salt. You see water goes to a place, they allow it to go to different locations and settle, and they harvest the salt. It's beautiful now, we can have salt and harvest them. Yeah, but that time salt was difficult to get. That's why Jesus used salt to explain who we are. We are economic commodities. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. That makes us understand the economics of the spirit. Are we together? The economics of the spirit. We are economic commodity. That we being salt reveals the economics of the spirit in us. Are we together? We are economic commodities. We are not every kind. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are not every kind as Christians. That's why we are to what? Preserve. We are to give taste. And we are to what? Purify. As we do this, you know what happens? We begin to reveal who we are. And that is the journey. The journey is just what? Revealing Jesus to the world. Revealing Jesus to the world. Are you getting what I'm saying? We can only do this when we are what? We grow in our poorness in the spirit. In other words, we grew in our needing God very much. Are we together? There must be a continuous hunger in us. Many people have their different talk as to being hungry in the spirit and every of that. Are you getting me? But I believe there is when we studied on thirst for righteousness sake, you know, we understood that is a basic requirement for life, and hunger is a basic requirement for life. So we must be thirsty in our spirit, we must be hungry in our spirit. Are we together? We must need more of God. We must want to know more of God. We must want to fellowship more with the Lord. We must want to enjoy the presence of God. We must want to be more conscious of God on the inside of us. Are we together? Now, the more we do this, you know what happens? It means that we need God very much. So we can never get to a point where we don't need God very much again. That means you are saying, okay, God, I needed you for salvation. I don't need you again. So that is why in salvation, we have to, you know, we'll keep needing God very much, very much, very much. That is why we pray. We don't pray because we want to bind demons and cast demons. No, we pray because we need God very much. We want to be more conscious of God. We want to be more, we want to enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? We want to enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit more and more. Are we together? Are we together? We read our Bible because we want to enjoy talking with God more and more. Are we together? Are we together? Now, that shows that we need God very much. And you see, when we need God very much, you know what will happen? God will cause those people to be happy because they will be part of the kingdom of heaven. So we must never come to a point where we don't need God every much. It means that we are walking away from our salvation. Very much, sorry. You understand? We must not come to a point where we don't need God very much. It means that we are walking away from our salvation. Now, we shouldn't walk away. Are we together? We have to remain in this salvation, needing God very much, desiring God very much. And the more we do this, you know what happens? We begin to what? Enjoy the economics of the Spirit. And what's the economics of the Spirit? Being the salt of the earth. Amen to Jesus. So now, we have learned that we must always need God very much. So we're going to be praying and asking the Lord, Lord, help us to always need you very much. Help us to always need you very
much. Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Commie Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana.
Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code M B G H G H A C. To give in CDs. Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further enquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.